This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode of Minisode Monday, sponsored by HostGator. Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Welcome to Minisode Monday. I'm happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, just little old me here with producer Jason, and I wanted to talk about filler words because, you can fix these. In fact, you should fix these because everything you do now, whether it's a presentation or, of course, a podcast or a video or something like that, everything you do now is a media channel. It's a brand, even if you don't know it yet. And yeah, I get it. Even if you're not trying to be internet famous or whatever, sooner or later, your work is going to gain some momentum. People are going to hear your voice, whether at work, in an interview, or a video. And since the dawn of language, and probably even before that, people have judged others based on the sound of their voice and the way they use it to communicate. In other words, it's not just what we say, but in the way in which we are able to or choose to say it. And lots of folks think that if they, well, just relax or practice enough, the problem's going to go away. But that's not really how it works. We have to practice deliberately to get rid of bad habits and filler words. We've heard the shows on AOC in our regular format here with deliberate practice and working on specific skill sets. And even when we do this in our everyday speech, things like tension or stress or other hiccups, figuratively or literally, can send us scrambling right back into a bumbling mess. So here's what I recommend, and here's how I got rid of most of my filler words over the course of a decade in broadcasting. Step one, record one side, your side of a phone conversation. You can do this with simple apps like Tape a Call for the iPhone or Call Recorder for Skype. And you should, of course, unfortunately, check legality because often you're not allowed to record a conversation without permission of both parties, depending on what state you're in. So I recommend recording a side of a conversation with a telemarketer or your mother or somebody who won't know slash care, but otherwise do check legality. And then step two, get a simple audio editor like Audacity, which is free on the web. And step three, go through and edit out all the filler words, all the ums, all the uhs, all the sos, and all that stuff. And step four, do this every week at least once for about a 20-minute call or 20-minute piece of audio, and you'll start to realize this is such a pain. And it's not the software. The editing is a pain. It's such a pain, you'll start to use less of these types of words. And further, when you're in conversation, remember that the other person is there to listen to you. You don't need to keep making little noises and sounds just to keep your turn in the conversation or to keep people's attention. If you're tempted to toss in a filler word, try filling the gap with absolutely nothing, just silence. This will greatly enhance your verbal presence and has the added benefit of adding more weight to the words that you use that actually mean something. For more on presence and power, definitely check out the Art of Charm Challenge. That's at theartofcharm.com/challenge. Or if you're here in the States, you can text the word charmed to 33444. That's CHARMED to 33444. We're going to help you connect with others. We're going to help you be more productive and create better personal and business relationships. Of course, there is the Facebook group with me and the rest of the AOC team in there helping you move through the challenges. It's a really amazing place to watch some people grow. Please do join us there as well. It's really cool seeing people grow in there. Please do join us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks for listening and supporting the show. For a list of all of our sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.